You can drill for oil in lots of places in Texas. In the East Texas city of Kilgore, population 13,000, you'll find one of the more unusual spots.
This is something you don't see very often. They're drilling an oil well right along the street.
Normally we're out in the woods.
Out in the woods,
yes.
John Lee is one of the roughnecks manning the drilling rig. Traffic passes by them just a few feet away on a busy four-lane boulevard. Technically, the roughnecks are re-drilling an old oil well that had a problem.
It's got a casing leak.
Oh, it was leaking.
Yeah. So right now we've already fixed the leak and we're drilling out all the cement that we plugged it with.
He says the leak is deep underground and below the groundwater the community uses, so there's no risk of crude oil contaminating it. That's a concern, though, in this area that in the 1930s was one of the most productive oil fields in the United States. But now, south of Kilgore, out in the woods where those roughnecks are used to working, you can find some of those old wells that have run dry. It's where we found Dale Rogers, who's lived and worked around here all his life.
When they run out, they run out. No, ain't much you can do about it. No, just cap them off and go on.
So I walked across the road from where Dale Rogers was talking to me, and I found one of those old wells, and here's an old sign, B&B Oil.
State records show that B&B Oil at one time had 355 wells in Texas and was pumping a few hundred barrels a month. That dwindled to zero barrels a few years ago. But while apparently not collecting much oil, the company was collecting a slew of alleged violations from the Texas Railroad Commission, which regulates oil and gas drilling. By crunching the commission's data, State Impact found that B&B's total alleged violations, over 900 in 4 years, ranked it in the same league as some of the industry's drilling giants, companies that have also racked up hundreds of alleged violations. But those companies each produce tens of thousands of barrels of oil a day, and according to the commission, correct the majority of their violations. So what was up with tiny B&B oil? Looking at state enforcement records for the company's wells south of Kilgore in Rusk County, they show that state regulators found 33 wells had stopped producing oil and allegedly had not been safely plugged to keep them from leaking. Regulators said those wells were a potential threat to public health because groundwater in the area is likely to be contaminated by them. In response, state records show B&B Oil complained that it was involved in disputes with business partners over who was to foot the bill to bring the wells into compliance. So the wells weren't brought into compliance. Our efforts to reach the company were unsuccessful. An address listed with the state for B&B Oil's office was for a mailbox at a UPS store. The Railroad Commission tells State Impact that cleaning up the company's oil field sites will cost about $1.3 million. The state's efforts to collect that money were also unsuccessful. This past January, the case was closed by the state as uncollectible. In the past decade across Texas, there have been about 30 known cases of old oil field wells contaminating groundwater. Jeff Florian is a manager at a massive flower farm that is surrounded by those oil fields in Rusk County.
We're real dependent on our water. We get all our water from deep wells. We have our water tested periodically, sent to a lab, and we would know if there were any type of contaminants or anything.
Anything from those oil and gas wells?
Exactly.
Has there ever been?
No, there hasn't.
For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.